Proverbs 10:13 says, "In the lips of him that hath understanding, wisdom is found. But a rod is for the back of him that is void of understanding." Now, we discussed the first half of this proverb in our previous devotional. In the lips of him that hath understanding, wisdom is found. Then the conversation turns with that little three-letter word, but, B-U-T. But a rod is for the back of him that is void of understanding. Now, with many who read this, we immediately have to deal with the idea of a rod being applied to the back. That brings about images of public beatings seen on the internet. And many would describe that as abuse. So let's first say that this can refer to what we simply would call the backside. Many times parents will give their child a whop and they'll say they hit him on the backside, and you know what I mean by that, on the buttocks. There's a Hebrew word transliterated, and it's pronounced gave, more like G-E-V, but it's pronounced gave. It's translated in various ways according to the context, among, back, or even just the word body, if you run the references in your King James Bible. So the context isn't necessarily referring to a blow by a rod in the middle of the back, which is what a lot of people imagine. But it's a blow to the backside. And the point isn't where the blow from the rod should land, but that such punishment is waiting for those who are void of understanding. So let's clarify before moving on. The emphasis is not to tell us to take a rod to the back of men who is void of understanding. The emphasis is a warning to those void of understanding of what awaits them if they don't wise up. But a rod is for the back of him that is void of understanding. Here's an example of what I mean. Have you ever seen somebody just running their mouth, and then a friend says to them, "You know, one of these days somebody's just going to punch you in the mouth." That friend isn't threatening the guy running his mouth. He's warning him. And that's exactly what we read here. And the warning is for both typical situations. You have the man who or woman who's maybe young or a new Christian, we'll say, and they simply need to grow or mature. But then you also have the willfully ignorant man who's older, maybe been saved for years and just hasn't grown or matured. If you're a young person or newly saved, you simply need to recognize that while most young people or new Christians sometimes think they know everything, but the wise young person or new Christian will recognize the need to learn. And with time comes experience and increased knowledge, and it's simply just a fact. That's how you grow. It takes time. And if you don't choose to grow up in knowledge and wisdom, you have the proverbial rod to the back waiting for you. The same goes for older men or women, older Christians, people who have been saved for a while and just have chosen not to grow. They haven't surrounded themselves with mature Bible believers, but they surrounded themselves with others who are void of understanding, haven't attended a Bible-believing local church. If there's none within driving distance, you haven't faithfully followed the teaching of a good Bible-believing local church on the internet, whatever the case may be. Having neglected these and many other sources for spiritual maturity and growth, you've probably already suffered this proverbial blow to the back with a rod. The choice to be wise or be foolish is one with very personal and practical consequences in this life and in the next. And it reminds me of this verse in Daniel 12:10. Many shall be purified and made white and tried, but the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. Be wise and turn to God, or play the fool and get the rod to the back. That's a choice that every man and woman has to make.